Hello, hello, everybody. How is it going? I'm Mike Reinhardt, your host, and here is another show of Creative Insights, where I do my best to share actionable and valuable insights. It's my mission to help you reach your goals and live your dreams. On today's episode, we're going over 10 innovative trends that will define web design in 2019 to keep you excited on the web and inspire others. I'm also going to tell you the most important skill you need to know to grow your business. So stay tuned, stick around, we got all of that coming right up. So here is the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me today in the first session of the Online Insights Podcast. We're starting off with a solo episode, and we will have guests on here soon. Hit subscribe because you don't want to miss those episodes. By the end of this show, you're going to know the top web design trends for 2019 to level up your game. Well, it's hard to believe that 2019 means we are heading into the final chapter of the decade. The internet has grown and changed a lot in the past 20 years. I've seen a lot of changes from mobile to AR, VR, 3D, artificial intelligence, machine learning, AMP, well, so many other technologies and developments. We are really living in the golden ages of the web right now. The amount of power we have as a web developer or designer, online creator, the amount of reach we have at the moment, it's, I think, really incredible. There are over 4 billion people out there connected to the internet, and more and more people are coming online every day. These new technologies and developments and trends, that's what keeps me excited to continue web development and creating for the web. Creating new designs, adding new features, that's what excites me. And that's also what excites visitors. I mean, if your customers visit your websites, get them engaged and surprise them with all these new technologies. That's really what is, an exciting thing about web development. It is going to be a lot harder in 2019 to capture people's attention. I mean, brands really need to work hard in order to stand out, because in 2019, it's going to be really, really noisy. There is so much content out there these days and so much information, and also the lack of attention these days. I mean, the attention span of users is just a few seconds. We are distracted by so many things. So brands really need to work harder and create more intense and emotional experience to capture the attention. Well, the number one way to do this is by using emotional design, creating an emotional experience and connection with your users. Tony Robbins once said, "People don't buy products, they buy feelings." And I think that's really true, because at the end, we buy a feeling to become better, or to fall in love, or to get connected with somebody. So in 2019, people will be more than just data points. I think that will be one of the biggest design trends, that we will return to a more human and emotional, expressive designs. So when designing for the web, you really want to focus on feelings. So how it would be to feel using your product. You can see this with Tesla. They're using a lot of video, and this really makes it easier for the user to imagine the feeling of owning a Tesla, how it would feel to drive that car. 2019 will also be the year of interactive storytelling. Storytelling has been used for thousands of years, and it's one of the proven techniques to engage users on the web. When I think back of my time as a graffiti artist, one way to stand out was I was creating designs that were telling a story. Well, somehow storytelling lights up more of your brain and helps you to remember things better. So therefore, one of the leading trends of 2019 will revolve around further strengthening with interactive storytelling. Well, you can use storytelling through VR or AR technology. Interactive 3D content and video will be also much, much bolder and more eye-catching than ever. 3D photos and video allow for a whole new experience and to get the users much, much closer to the action. Also, Google recently changed its algorithm to push websites with video content higher in the search results than standard pages. So video not only diversifies the page, but caters on a go-to audience who don't have time to scan through a lot of text. You can tell an entire brand story with just one video using any words at all. And viewers will also stick around to watch it if it captures their attention and are proven to increase website conversions. You can use platforms like YouTube VR, Google Blogs, Facebook 360. These VR experiences have the power to capture the imagination and draw viewers into an entertaining, immersive experience. Virtual reality videos will continue to shape the future of the web. And this year, finally, we will have extended reality, which I'm really looking forward to. It's basically a combination of all the VR technologies out there. It's a combination of augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality, and everything in between. Mobile extended reality has the potential to become one of the most disruptive computing platforms out there, similar to your smartphone today. And also these clunky devices that we have to wear on our heads, these VR glasses, they will also become a lot smaller. And I think they will be in the size like a normal pair of sunglasses or even a lens in your eye. So that will be really something excited to look forward for. And I think also a little bit scary because nowadays we complain of people continuously looking at their phones. But eventually I will think people will be completely connected to the internet and will become so addicted that they won't want to live in the real world anymore and just want to be in a VR space, similar to the movie Ready Player One. I don't know if you've seen that one, but where the virtual reality world is so much nicer than the real world. So, but we will see. Recently, somebody asked me, what are the biggest differences between the web now and, in the beginning, like 1997? Well, there are, of course, huge, huge differences. I remember building a web page in the 90s was so difficult. I mean, you had to first of all study these thick books because there was no information online. You had no YouTube to figure out how to build a website. So you had to do it all yourself, reading thick books. And secondly, you had a very slow dial-up connection. So it was really hard to upload your files one by one via an FTP connection. And it was so difficult. Today, you can build a website just by talking to an AI assistant on your phone and deciding on color, theme, and style for your website, and have your website automatically built by an artificial intelligence. How great is that? So building a web page today, it's going to be a lot less stressful than it used to be. Forget drag and drop. Just talk to an AI and have your website ready. There are already platforms out there like Adobe Sensei, Microsoft Sketch2Code, The Grid, FireDrop. They all have started using AI integrated website builders that are automatically creating your website and putting less stress on the web developers. You might think all these new technologies, should we be afraid as web developers losing our job? Well, I think AI and machine learning eventually are going to make our life much, much easier and help us to discover hidden opportunities and make all these tedious manual processes a lot faster and offer a more relevant experience to every user. One big area where you can already start using AI is SEO, search engine optimization. AI-powered tools like Phrase, HubSpot, Grammarly can help you to create content strategies that are actually backed by data, not gut instinct, in a fraction of time to improve your rankings. Like SEMrush, BuzzSumo, Answer the Public, you are able to optimize for both AI and SEO. The next milestone for AI and web development is to develop self-improving applications. Applications that can think beyond the limits of human thinking. Well, AI is going to help us to work better, smarter, and faster. Another trend we will see this year is emotional intelligence in AI assistants. We had our chatbots up and coming for a while now, but they will finally move into the spotlight in 2019. Amazon and Google are both working on adding emotional intelligence to their digital assistants and making them as human-like as possible. At I.O. 2018, earlier last year, Google showed the duplex conversation carried out by a digital assistant. Listen to this Google example and see if you can hear the difference between the machine and human.
So how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
Were you able to hear the difference between a human and a machine? Well, it's quite tough, right? So emotional intelligence is the ability to detect and understand and act on the emotions of ourselves and others. And I think it's important that also we improve our own emotional intelligence. It will lead to a brighter and less scarier future for like conversational assistants like Alexa and Siri. For example, I'm reading now a book. It's called Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And I think it's a really, really good book. Recently, somebody asked me if we still need SEO in 2019 and beyond. Well, SEO, first of all, is a very broad topic, and it's also became much, much more complex. And I do believe, SEO is more important than ever. I mean, especially with, when you're producing so much content and with so much noise out there, good SEO will help you to stand out of the crowd. In 2019, we saw an increase in voice search via Google Home, also Amazon Alexa. Well, this year is expected to continue on that same path. I mean, similar to how content marketers had to tweak content to be more search engine optimization friendly, voice search optimization will be important in the coming years. So think about writing your headlines in the form of questions that somebody would ask to their smart device. SEO will also become a lot more technical. And by technical, I mean you will really need to dive deep in your code and add structured data for example, for question and answers to amplify the display of search results among many other search results. One of the things I remember from my days back in the graffiti was that, yeah, when creating an artwork on a wall, that we really want to make it feel alive. And in 2019, web pages will heavily feature on interactivity and animations. So think about hover effects, scrolling, and especially for mobile, because more and more people are visiting web pages from a mobile device. So mobile micro interactions will definitely become a trend, and you will see more and more of these small interactions that just make web pages feel a little bit smarter. Have you ever wondered how websites just seem to know you and your interests? Well, that's called real-time personalization, a tool that customizes your content based on your customers' characteristics and behavior. So this helps really to create a personalized user experience and helps you stand out in this so much noisy market. The most traditional way of personalization is by referring users by their name or presenting relative content using keyword matching strategy. Well, companies like Airbnb and Netflix successfully do this by using some kind of complex algorithm which monitor users' viewing history and user ratings. Well, this year you will really see an increase in real-time website personalization that can immediately change the content focused on the user and really give you a personalized experience. One other trend that will continue to play a major role in the success of any website is web performance, well, especially on mobile. And 2019, they will focus on instant loading mobile-first design so that you no longer need to wait for a web page to load. So think about AMP and progressive web apps. Progressive web apps are likely to become the industry standard for mobile app development. A progressive web app is basically a web application that gives you an app-like experience. Progressive web apps work exactly the same as native mobile apps, and they're also relatively easy to develop for. It's likely that the developer will have the skills to create them because it's basically a web application using HTML and JavaScript, CSS. So web developers have to continue to monitor, optimize, and measure the web performance of their web applications, because Google is going to continue to rank faster pages above normal pages, considering that half of Google's searches these days are performed from a mobile device. And according to data, 53% of mobile users will leave your site if it takes longer than 3 seconds to load. So it's very important that your website is fast and mobile optimized. I really focus a lot of attention on web performance, and I once made it my mission to make the fastest web page there is in order to reach a wider audience. Because if your web page is faster, it has the potential to serve a bigger audience, like especially in Asian countries, Indian countries where they don't have advanced network connections or fast devices. So therefore, it's very important that you focus on performance. Also, last year, I did several talks about web performance, and I always saw a lot of interest in this topic on how to measure your site, optimize it, and monitor it. So this year, you may want to make sure that you get fast and stay fast. So just to give you a quick recap of all the trends for this year and the coming years and beyond, I talked about instant loading mobile-first design, keeping your website fast. I talked about a real-time personalization to laser focus, giving a laser-focused personalized experience. Mobile interactions to make your website feel more alive. Voice search optimization, I think that will be really a big topic for SEO. emotional intelligence AI assistant. And also, yeah, to keep in the AI flow, is number 6 is AI infused web design. So yeah, that you're nowadays able to talk to an AI assistant and build your website. Crazy. And number 7 trend, I have extended reality, XR. That will really be a disruptive technology like smartphone today. At number 8, I have interactive 3D content and video. So to really capture and the imagination of your viewers inside your website. And at number 9, interactive storytelling. And lastly, emotional design. I think those are the main trends that I think will push the web forward, and also to keep it excited, because I really like trying out new trends and engage users on your websites, making it fresh and new and surprise them. So guys, this leaves me with my favorite quote by Maya Angelou. She says, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And I think that's really the focus of web design these days. You want people to remember you by creating a feeling. I really hope these new trends get you excited to either start or continue creating for the web. Also, you can visit my website, mikereiner.com, where I've written about the latest web design trends, and download some free cheat sheets on web performance. Well, if you haven't subscribed yet to this podcast, pull out your phone right now and head to iTunes to subscribe, and so you don't have to miss another show. And leave an honest review if you are getting any value out of this podcast. That would just take 30 seconds of your time and would really help me reach more online entrepreneurs. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt. I'm here to help you to become more effective online. Thanks for listening, and I see you in the next episode.